Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning.
I'm flexing my German this morning.
Just kidding.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis. Phone numbers to call in the show, 855-217-76. Beautiful, beautiful weather outside today, 45 degrees, fair skies, wind is 13 miles an hour, shooting for a high today of 62, partly sunny for most of the day. Out in Tioga, Ray, Stanley, Williston areas, current temperatures are 33 degrees. Partly cloudy skies this morning, wind out of the south at 5 miles per hour. You can expect a high in the mid-60s today with partly sunny skies. Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and the surrounding areas, the current temperature is 41 degrees. Fair skies, wind out of the southeast at 9 miles an hour. You're looking for a high of 62 today. So, man, it's nice all over. I would love to be out there in, you know, at Detroit Lakes, you know, out on the lake, you know, just kind of, I got to get me a cabin out there, man. But that is the state of the weather this morning. A couple of stories to get to. Before I forget, as we know, this weekend, it's going to be a pretty cool, you know, St. Paddy's Day. So tomorrow, on tomorrow's show, I'm going to have someone on, the Tara Ekren. She is the special events coordinator for the Moorhead Parks and Recreation. We're going to have her in studio talking to her about the 12th annual Celtic Festival over there at Moorhead, Minnesota. You might not know from looking at me, but I love Celtic music, man. I do. On my Pandora, I have a station dedicated to Celtic music. Not to mention, you know, I like Guinness and stuff like that. Anyway, but I like Celtic music, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. The Celtic Festival, anything you want to know about Celtic heritage and that sort of thing, you'll be able to do that. And Tara is going to tell us all of the festivities and all of the events that are going to be going on over there in Moorhead. I think the Yum Comps is doing something. Also, I'll ask her about that. Everything from wine to like Gaelic traditions and the history of Irish dance, all of that stuff. Scottish and Irish songs for the children, the wee ones. That was my accent. I'm sorry. I shouldn't subject you guys to that this early in the morning. Anyway, we're going to talk about that on tomorrow's show. Let's see here. Starting today, they're going to be finishing work on the 25th Street Reconstruction Project near Interstate 94, I-94 overpass. The work zone is approximately 1 mile from 17th Avenue to 23rd Avenue South and includes the on and off ramps of I-94 over there in Fargo. So, throughout the project, the speeds are 35 miles per hour. The crews will be working, you know, close to oncoming traffic. So just keep an eye out. Just keep an eye out when you're out and about and you're over there on the 25th Street South from 17th Avenue South to 23rd Avenue South, out there in Fargo. The speed limit is 35 miles per hour. Stay updated. And if you want some alerts, text alerts, these things are always good. And I don't know why I never I bring them up on air because they're brilliant. If you text Fargo DOT to this number, 877-667-6646. You can receive alerts on your mobile phone for Fargo from all of those DOT Department of Transportation projects. So if you text Fargo DOT, all one word, to this number, 66746, you can receive alerts on your mobile device. I think that's pretty cool. Now, let's move on to Don't Tase Me, Bro, out there in Fargo. This is I just thought this was comical reading this story. So a guy goes into the PetroServe USA, and he stole cash from an open cash register of PetroServe, and apparently he was shot with a taser. I'm going to read you verbatim what the story in forum says. A Fargo man who stole cash from an open cash register of a PetroServe here was shot with a taser and arrested Wednesday afternoon, police says. The man ran from the gas station at around the 4400 block, 9th Avenue South area, after taking an unknown sum of cash from the register. An officer found the suspect a short distance away, shot him with a taser because the man, in quotes, did not comply with the officer, said Crane, who did not know how specifically the man resisted. Okay. The man was booked at the Cass County Jail for resisting the officer. Crane said jail records identified him as Allen. I'm not going to attempt to pronounce that last name, but he's 25 from Fargo. Police will send a complaint to prosecutors with the information on a possible theft charge, Crane said. Now, I guess what I take a little issue with is, you know, just the wording of this thing just seems to me just a little biased. It seems to me that the story is more about the guy being tased than the fact that he, like, robbed the store. I mean, it says right here, an officer found the suspect a short distance away, shot him with a taser because the man did not comply with the officer, who did not know how specifically the man resisted. I don't know, man. You just robbed the store. Guy takes off running. Cop is like, hey, stop. You know, a freeze. I think that's what they say. Freeze, you know, stop in the name of the law or whatever. The guy doesn't stop and he gets tased. I think that's comparable to, you know, being shot. I think that's a better scenario to come out of. But I don't know. You can read the story on Inforum, or I think Scott has a link up on his Facebook page. And so you can read more about that story. I just thought it had an interesting spin there by the reporter. A couple of things going on in North Dakota. I touched on this yesterday, the brunch bill, quote unquote, House Bill 1434 would allow restaurants to begin selling alcohol at 11 on Sundays. And now you can't do it until afternoon. Want to know if that's something that you're interested in. I mean, does it really matter? It's an hour before, so you can't go into your favorite establishment at 11 o'clock. You can go after 12 o'clock. Is that really that big a deal? Are folks, like, clamoring for this? I don't know. Maybe you want a mojito with your eggs or something. Or maybe you want a Bloody Mary or a Caesar or something like that. And this bill is just really doing it for you. You're championing it. Wow. Vocal cords aren't working. This bill is sponsored by State Representative Marie Stryden, and she's a Democrat out of Grand Forks, and she was inspired by the fact that just across the state line in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, it's legal to sell alcohol as early as 10 o'clock. The bill seeks to resolve an inequality in that, especially since downtown Grand Forks is located only minutes from the Minnesota border and its sister city. If passed, the bill would allow more competitiveness between businesses in the area. Well, I guess I can see that. But where are you at on that? The whole brunch bill, House Bill 1434. Would love to get your feedback on that. 855-217-76, extension 2. A story that I saw, and this is for all of my Stop Common Core and ND friends out there. Here's a story that I saw this morning that I was pretty happy about. Common Core standards have been shot down in South Carolina. So it's been really controversial out there. And as it has been here, and folks are like, you know, these standards are not rigorous. They're confusing. They're this, they're that, the other thing. We can, as North Carolinians, we can write our own standards. Basically, what North Dakota has been saying, well, the folks at Stop Common Core ND have been saying forever. So the folks out there in South Carolina took matters into their own hands. And on the other side of the my interview with Blankita Cullum, Ellen Ratner, we'll talk about this a little bit. I'll show you what they did to repeal Common Core in South Carolina. But coming up next, Ellen Ratner, Blankita Cullum, right after this break.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guarantee.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zisha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co, BidBit.co.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar's lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Welcome back. Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club, and on the line I have Ellen Ratner, Blankita Cullum, to give us a little common sense from both sides of the ideological spectrum. I'll say that. Ellen, how's the weather out there this morning?
Well, you know what? I love it. It's about 102 degrees, maybe 103 degrees, my kind of weather.
Man, you can really...
Perfect. Did you notice, Ellen, that Leon played Toto's song, Africa, for you this morning?
You got that, did you?
I got a touch of popular culture.
Me too, some would say. But, hey, Ellen, I have a question. Well, first off, what do you got planned today? What's on the agenda today out there in South Sudan?
Well, this is sort of the end of the day. Today we had a ceremony. This is really quite interesting. We had a ceremony with the Minister of Health. And 40 years ago, when I worked at Sasha Mental Health Center, we used to have our psychiatric patients who were cleaning. We cleaned out the state hospital. We used to call it Prolixin and Donuts. Prolixin is a long-acting antipsychotic that can be given in shot form. And so today, the police here, very gentle, worked on the streets and brought in patients, some who had no clothes on.
Wow.
And they gave them clothes, food, they cut their hair, they washed their hair for them, and then they gave them a shot of Prolixin. And so, you know, I have to be very impressed with what they did here. And they basically took that idea back from Gold Sasha Mental Health Center in Quincy, Massachusetts, 40 years ago, because I told them about it.
Oh,
well,
wow.
I mean, that has to be a life-altering experience for you and Dr. Sholine. I can imagine that your life is never the same after you've been on such a long trip to South Sudan.
And I guess, Ellen...
It isn't the same, and, you know, this is a struggling country. Yes. What were you going to say, Leon?
Well, okay, you have a civil war over there that's about a year old. Who are the good guys? Who are the bad guys do you see? Because I've been reading news stories. What's that?
I wish I knew.
I do, too. I've been reading all these news stories. I can't get heads or tails. I know that China is supplying the South Sudanese with missiles and arms, and I know that the Sudanese government is doing this, that, and the other. I have, like, no clue. It's got to be...
Unlike the American Civil War, where there was clearly issues and sides, that is not the case here.
Yeah, it's got to be tough. It's got to be tough. Again, my hat's off to you, and I know I say that all the time, but wow, that is an experience that one day I hope to be able to partake in. But I know that it's pretty confusing to say the least over there. So I hope that you are safe. And
if there's anybody interested in mental health who's listening to this show, we can use some money for this initiative. It's costing us a little between $800 and $1,000 a month for all these patients, which isn't a lot, but we still need to raise that money. So that's my pitch.
Good deal. Good deal. I want to ask about both of you. And Blanquita, I will speak to you first. So we got this whole Ferguson, you know, report that came out of the DOJ and all of that. And have you heard what happened last night with
the
two
police? Shot two police.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when does this country heal? When do we heal? You know,
I don't know. I mean, it's so disturbing to me that the law enforcement, yeah, there are problems in law enforcement, but boy, I'll tell you, it makes you think, why would anybody want to put their life on the line out there in Ferguson for people if they're going to be treated like the enemy?
Yeah.
Well, and I just have one thing to say, is that we need to have more gun control, and I know that's going to get the two of you crazy, but so be it.
Gun control doesn't work with criminals, though.
Right. Obviously, they shot the guy. They shot the cop in the face.
Yeah, that's...
So where did they get the gun? I mean, did they go into a gun store,
or did
they buy it from the back
Gifford.
Of a truck? No, I know, Ellen, but what
you
I'm saying
say
to you, you're not going to stop thugs from getting guns on the black market. I mean, you know, the thing of it is, right now, I think there has to be more work done in the community, a healing done in the community with those cops.
With those cops.
And I agree. I think that there has got to be someone needs to be an adult in that room. You have this DOJ report comes out that comes out, and I'm not one of those guys. And even on Fox News, I was kind of upset the way they glossed over some of the horrible practices that were going on there. But they are rectifying those problems. They brought them to light. The folks are going to be held accountable. So, you don't heal by, stoking up all this additional violence. I mean, that's not going to solve any problem. I just think we need some grown-ups down there to kind of calm the situation. I thought that was unbelievably heinous. Especially to be a police officer, you know the crime stats down there. You're down there trying to do the right thing, and you have to worry about some sniper picking you off. That doesn't help at all. It bolsters stereotypes, in my opinion. So whoever did that, I think they're adding more fuel to the fire instead of assuaging the anger down there. But also want to ask you.
Well, I did a lot of community policing when I was in San Antonio. I started Crime Stoppers in San Antonio, and I would go out into the bar there with a lot of the police department guys, and it made a lot of difference. Actually, the cops getting to know the community, and maybe that's what they need to do.
I'll agree with you there. Get out there and interact with the community so they don't see you as a predator, basically. I totally agree with that. They have a similar program here in North Dakota. I forget what it's called, but yeah, police officers actually, are out of their cars, they're on bikes, they're walking around, you can talk to them and ask them questions, pet the dog, that sort of thing. I think that's always preferable to, just roaming the street and your fully armored car and guns everywhere. I think that's always preferable. You got to have that relationship. But anyway, that's my 2 cent worth. Ellen, what would you do differently in I started to say Selma, but in Ferguson?
Well, one, I would do a lot of training about internalized racism, and two, I would I would really be tough on any guns owned by anybody other than law enforcement.
So what would that look like, Ellen? You want tougher restriction, and I'm not beating up on you or anything. I just want to get some clarity. Tougher restrictions as to what? Like making it tougher to obtain?
The only person that can have a gun is law enforcement, and then you have to teach law enforcement about internalized racism. Those are the two things you got to do.
How do you protect your? I'm a resident there in Ferguson, and I got a guy looting, trying to get in my back door. What do I do? Wait for the cops to show up?
You call the police.
Okay, there you go. Ellen Radner. Blanquita, Ellen, thank you for coming on the Common Sense Club. Ellen, stay safe, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Do you want to drive the safest car you possibly can on the road? I'm in the Bakken a lot. I tell you what, it is a challenge. You need to be an attentive, defensive driver. When I drive one of those Mercedes-Benz from Valley Imports, a GL or an ML, I feel as safe as I've ever felt driving in the Bakken. I want you to drive one too and find out why. And you know what? Free delivery. They'll bring it to you. You can't beat a deal like that. You'll get the best price 24/7. You'll get 2 years of free maintenance on me. You just got to mention Scott. There's 24/7 roadside service, and if you go to valleyimports.com, don't find what you're looking for, they'll get it for you, give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this. Valleyimports.com, your Mercedes-Benz dealer, if you're within the sound of my voice. Do not buy your Mercedes-Benz anywhere else. The service after the sale, the attention to detail that comes from the pros at Valley Imports cannot be beat. Plus, we're giving you 2 years of free maintenance when you mention this radio program. Valleyimports.com, tell them Scott sent you.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15, GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Man, oh man. And see, that in a nutshell explains the difference between the liberal mindset and the conservative mindset. Did you hear that? Ellen says, you know, in order, what she would do differently in Ferguson is more gun control. And so I ask her, I say, so what would gun control look like, you know, in Ellen Radner's city? And how would it, you know, stop, you know, that guy from doing, from shooting those two officers at all? Because he's a criminal. Guaranteed he didn't buy that firearm from Shields. He didn't walk in there and purchase that thing with a full background check and all that stuff. So what would it look like? And she says no one would have a firearm except for the police officers. And so I ask, you know, the obvious question. You know, what do I do if I got an armed guy in my home? She says, call the police. Well, if the police are 10 minutes away and this guy is in your house right now, what do you do, man? That makes no sense to me. That wow. And that is the fundamental difference between the conservative viewpoint or even the libertarian viewpoint or the common sense viewpoint. Let's put it that way. And the liberal viewpoint. That, to me, that is just nuts, man. Ugh. Call the police. Well, obviously, but, you know, what are you going to do while the guy is right there? You got a family there? You got your property there? I mean, come on now. No one should have a gun except for the police. Are you kidding me? That's not common sense. Anyway, a couple of stories. This one IRS news release, IRS has refunds totaling $1 billion with a B, $1 billion for people who have not filed a 2011 federal income tax return. So federal income taxes totaling $1 billion may be waiting for an estimated 1 million taxpayers who did not file a federal income tax return for 2011. The IRS announced this today. So to collect that money, if you're a taxpayer and you did not file your federal income tax for 2011, you got to file a 2011 tax return with the IRS no later than Wednesday, April 15th of this year. So time's running out for you guys and gals that didn't file. And if you want to try to get a claim or a refund or anything like that, You need to check it out. The IRS estimates half of the potential refunds for 2011 are more than $698. So, you know, it's a pretty good little chunk. If you go to the IRS website, www.irs.gov/newsroom, they actually have, you know, they break it down, you know, merited filing jointly, how much income that you can have, you can, in that year, with how many kids or how many qualifying folks. Married filing jointly, all of that good stuff. And they also have all, the state or district, estimated number of individuals, the media. I mean, all of that good information is right there. So you can go right to that website, check it out. There's numbers to call. And you can either go to IRS.gov for forms and publications, or you can call the toll-free number at 800-TAX-FORM. That's 800-829-3676 or 800-TAX-FORM. So there you go. Bob in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Morning, Leon. How are you doing? A couple comments, one about Ellen Radner's comment and then the other comment about Common Core. And that,
did you hear?
Liberalism is, yes,
wow.
I did. And, I mean, you know, liberalism is going to destroy this country. You know, protecting your own life, the ability to protect the life, your own life and the life of your loved ones is the most basic, absolute most basic humankind freedom that there is. You know, I mean, since back in the caveman days, if a saber-toothed tiger's coming after your family, you know, you're going to attack it with rocks and spears. But this lady and liberals and others like her would have you advocate your own basic right to protect your life to somebody else, somebody else's job.
Brilliantly.
If we're going to go that route, for example, public protecting our children in public schools. And let's just take all the fire extinguishers out of the public school system because, you know, just wait for the fire department to get there. Don't bother grabbing that fire extinguisher off the wall.
That makes about as much sense, man. When seconds count, cops are always minutes away. And that's not saying anything disparaging about police officers. I'm just saying that when you got a guy in your house with a gun, would you want to wait for someone to come protect you and your family? Or would you want to do it yourself? I mean, my goodness.
Right.
And it's like you said, it's the most basic thing in nature, the self-preservation or to protect your brood and that sort of thing. Why would you advocate that to anyone? I mean, my goodness,
exactly.
I don't understand that. I don't understand that mindset at all.
That's the liberal mindset. It's the liberal mindset, Leon. You know,
and you had a point about
especially in rural communities. In rural communities, especially. I mean, it'll take 10-15 minutes. You know, for the officers to get there, they have to get there. They have to ascertain the situation. They have to ascertain the scene. Where's the bad guy at? Who could he be? And then they have to enter the building. I mean, it takes time. Sometimes
yeah.
You have to be your own first responder. Then we better not just ever teach any more CPR classes.
Yeah.
Get rid of all the CPR classes because just wait for the ambulance to get there. I mean, that liberal mindset is what's going to destroy our country. And Common Core, Leon, I really firmly believe that. Did you see that thing on Facebook the other day about this kid who put a picture of his homework up there where the teacher said, tell how you can get 10 from 5
yep.
plus 8. Well,
I did.
Mathematics, you saw that. Mathematics deals in absolute truth or false when you get to the summary. Okay, just like computer programming. 1 is true, 0 is false. So in the equation of 8 or 5 plus 8, how to get to 10 is unnecessary information. You can get to 1, you can get to 3, you can get to 8, 9, 7, whatever. The equation is 5 plus 8, and that equals 10. And the kid put down there, you can't get to 10 as a summary because that's from 5 plus. He said, oh, yes, you can. You take 2 from 5, you know, and then add 8.
I it's all that convoluted way, and there is no common sense in Common Core. I said it once, I'll say it a million times, and that problem was just an excellent example of that. Why not just teach that 8 plus 2 is 10? 5 plus 5 is 10. 6 plus 4 is 10. Why not just do that? Those are absolutes. But no, we have to convolute everything. Well, how can you get, 100 from 55 and 64? Are you kidding me? You can't.
Right, exactly. And that just teaches unnecessary information. It doesn't matter what you can get in between 8 plus 5. 8 plus 5 is 13. It's not 10. And a little kid wrote it. He said, yes, you can. You take this from that and add this together, and then you get 10. And he said at the end,
and the kid corrects
it. Three.
Yeah.
And then add the 3 because the leftover 3 has to go somewhere. You can't just disregard the 3 that's left over in the equation. So it teaches relative truth. Your truth, what's true for you isn't necessarily true for me. It further promotes relative truth instead of absolute truth. And that's the liberal mindset.
Thanks, Bob. Always, as always, cogent common sense from Bob out there in Grafton. Craig in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Leon, after Sandy Hook, Ellen was saying how no one needs an AR-15. Well, I guess now we know up to her, if it was left up to her, no one gets anything to protect themselves. So in her perfect world, all the guns disappear. Then all of a sudden, well, you don't need that big a knife. And maybe a chef can have one with a permit. Then, of course, bats. Oh, if you're not playing in a ball game, you have no right to have a bat protect yourself because people die from getting hit by bats. I mean,
right.
Where are people like Ellen? And it's crazy. It shows how New York City mentality, call a cop, give me a break.
And again, I am not disparaging police officers at all, but the right to protect yourself is the most basic right. I mean, and it blows my mind. It's just like you said and Bob brought out. The fact that, you would abdicate the right to protect yourself and your family to an outside source, and means you have to give up your right to protect yourself. It blows my mind, and it goes into all different types of aspects of our lives, that abdication of natural rights. Anyway, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to go on.
There's case law out there. The cops don't have a duty to protect you. It's not, they don't have to run in and, it's up to you. I mean, they don't have to be there in 3 seconds or you can sue them. It's your job to protect yourself.
Well, that's just common sense, man. Thanks, Greg. Gordy out in Fargo, what's on your mind this morning?
Hey, Leon, back to the Common Core real quick. This guy with that whole math problem. I just got done working that math problem with my taxes. I had to earn $130,000 to keep 100. So that's what they're talking about, is the way you get 10 out of 8 plus 5 is give 3 to the government. So they're just preparing everybody for what's out there when they get out of school, because they don't teach taxes to kids. I talk about taxes with my kids, and they look like deer in the headlight. But
talk about taxes with me, I'll look at you
what's
the
that?
Same way, man. I said if you talk taxes with me, I'll look at you the same way, so...
I know, but the problem with that is I paid in $19,000 in taxes this year, and they want another 3 from me. So, I mean, it's you go in there and you never know at the end of the year whether you're going to get something back or you're going to pay something in. But most of the time, it's that you end up owing the government more money. So, it's just unbelievable,
So
that's where common core.
Yeah, so Common Core is preparing us for government math, so you can understand your paycheck or what it. Wow, thanks, Gordy, for the feedback. Anyone else out there? You have some feedback? Call in 855-200-1776. More right after this.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair, online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome back, welcome back. Still trying to get that, work through that Ellen Ratner mindset. I just, wow, you know, God love her, man, but she's just so wrong on, you know, the old Second Amendment thing. I mean, wow, I don't get that. What I do get, though, what I do get is an event that's going on tonight, and it's going to go on throughout the weekend all the way to Sunday. It's called A Preacher in the Patch and Friends event. It's going to be at the Farm Festival building. Starts at 7 p.m. every night from now till Sunday. Tons of great music. Musicians featured include Canada's Double Portion, Cara Daniel, Heather Peterson, and Daisy Evett. So the admission is free. Refreshments are served. All ages are welcome. And each night there's a different program. I'm looking at the flyer right now. Wow. It just seems like a really cool event. Really cool event. Again, it's a Preacher in the Patch and Friends event. And it's at the Farm Festival building. Starts at 7 o'clock each night until Sunday. Tons of good music. Refreshments, all ages are welcome, and I'll throw the flyer up on my social media later on, right after the show. But yeah, this looks like a very, very cool event. It goes from tonight through Sunday in Tioga. Good deal. Folks out there in Tioga know how to have a good time. Karen in North Fargo, what's on your mind?
Well, I like the idea that Common Core will coordinate the national standards so that a parent with grade school children could move from New Orleans to Louisiana to North Dakota and have about the same school system to bring their kids into.
Yeah, but what happens when you nationalize the public school system? One, it's illegal. We have laws that say that can never happen because of what happened in other countries when you nationalize the school system. But different states require different things from their children. And again, Karen, and I understand your line of thinking there, but North Dakotans should write North Dakota standards. That's my humble opinion. I don't think that any state or any a parent or association or teacher association wants to dumb down their kids on purpose. So I'm thinking that they're going to be pretty adamant about the or stringent about the basics, and that's like math and reading and things like that. And it is my belief that wherever you go, as long as you got the basics down, you can pick up and you can pick that ball up and run with it as long as you got the basics down. The problem I see with Common Core, though, Karen, is you don't get those basics. We get this convoluted, like 8 plus 5, tell how you can get 10 from 8 plus 5. Are you kidding me? That'll confuse the bejesus out of a kid. Confuses me. Just give them the basics, in my humble opinion. And I'm
North
glad to
Dakota
see that the folks go ahead.
Does write the Common Core coursework for the state. It just makes the work a little bit more similar through the states for people who are moving from state to state.
Oh, you're talking about Common Core?
Yes, I am.
The standards weren't written by the folks here in North Dakota, and that has been – I know that's a talking point from DPI, but that has been debunked, like, repeatedly. They did not write these standards. They adopted these standards that were already written, and the folks at Stop Common Core and ND have been doing a really good job of letting the folks know that. I would not have a problem if the folks at DPI said, okay, you know what? I understand that you don't want Common Core. We're going to write our own standards, even if they were very similar to the Common Core standards, I would feel better. Because anytime that you take on these federal programs, you also take on things on the back end.
This is a federal program.
Oh, God, it is. Karen, Karen, it is. If you have an email address, I can send you tons of information that tells you that would clarify that point.
It's not coming from the federal government. Each state decides that.
Karen, I got to respectfully disagree with you there. This was written in Washington, D.C. The standards were written in Washington, D.C. Everything from a conception to rollout was handled in Washington, D.C. And the Governor's Association gave it a sign-off. But it was not written. These standards were not written in any way, shape, or form in North Dakota. They were adopted by the folks here at DPI.
They weren't written in North Dakota, but they also weren't written in Washington, D.C. by the federal government.
Okay, we're going to have to respectfully disagree, Karen. I'll have someone on from both sides next week, I promise you.
Thank you.
Just to have that discussion, I'll give them each a 10-minute segment apiece, and they can explain whatever you need explaining. I'll post it, and I'll make an announcement about it, Karen, so you can call in and you can ask those questions. I think it's a good discussion to have. So thanks for bringing that up. And now I got a show idea for Wednesday. Thanks, Karen. We'll be right back. What's on your mind? Todd Mitchell, Scott Hannon, and your phone calls right after this break.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.